Our next Dear Heartland comes from Judy Karen Collins in Perryville. Her father, Dr. Oscar Karen, was responsible for delivering about 6,000 babies in Perry County and other surrounding areas. To most people, he was just Doc or Uncle Doc, but to Judy, he was just Dad. She tells Dear Heartland about her dad's legacy in the community.
He was busy. It was, especially during the war years, the other doctors were called in, and he remained, and there were two older doctors to take care of this community. Town was about 5,000, and all the outlying areas, which we kind of referred to as all the suburbs. He worked 24/7. In those days, no appointments were made at the office. If you wanted to see a doctor, you came to the office and you waited your turn. And some people would even come to the house. If someone came to the house, we just automatically got out of the living room. And when television came in, that was a biggie because we had to leave and not finish hearing the end of the story to give the patient privacy. And the phone rang all the time, it seemed. My dad would be called out in the middle of the night, or one night he delivered four different babies, and so he was on the road traveling from one end of outside Perryville to another end, and timing who would deliver first and where he needed to be for the second baby. And so that night he was on the road all night. I often wondered how he ever got his proper rest, but one that always comes to my mind is two men came to town and they wanted Dad to ride with him out in the country to take care of their father. And my dad agreed to that. It was at nighttime, and they drove for so many miles way out in the country. And you know, he wondered, he doesn't know these two men. They were out-of-towners. And here he's got way out in the woods. He doesn't know really where he is. And they came to a dead end. And then they had to walk for a mile to get to this man's house. And as they kept walking and walking, he wondered, is he really being set up? And is he going to see the end of this night? And sure enough, they finally did get to their dad's house, and he needed attention. He had, if I recall, maggots on him, and in those days, maggots would eat up your soreness, your inflammation. And he took care of their father. And he thought, well, this will be another charity case, and maybe he will be paid by the two sons after they get back to town. But in the meantime, the gentleman that he was treating reached under his bed and he pulled out a wad of money and he paid my dad right there. So our life was rather hectic. He was a real devoted person, and I learned so much from him in his devotion to people, taking care of people. He taught me so much, even though there were times when we really didn't have enough time to spend with him. He dedicated his life to his profession. I'm just so proud, and I love to talk about him and to talk to other people who felt the same way. They loved him dearly. They gave him a Dr. Karen Day. The whole town celebrated years ago. It was back in the about 1962, even before he retired. And the whole town celebrated. They all wore a sign that said, "I'm a Dr. Karen baby." And one time he was having surgery, and when he came to or before he went under, he looked around and he said, I've delivered every one of you in this room. The doctor, the nurses, there were at least 8 people standing around. And in the beginning, he used to take pictures of all these babies that he delivered. And I've given a lot of them back that I have run into over the years because I thought they would enjoy that.